of God. Amen. Now, I don't want you to sit down on me this morning. We've had this awesome, awesome worship service. I need you to keep praying. I need you to keep worshiping. How many is going to help me preach this morning? Come on now. I got about half of you is going to help me. Now, the rest of you. I thought about a joke this morning. I'll start off with something funny. Two Christians died and went to heaven. And, of course, this is one of them St. Peter to Pearly Gates jokes. So just when they got to heaven, one of them was a New York taxi cab driver. The other was a pastor of a church. And when they got there, the taxi cab driver went up first, and St. Peter gave him this big old crown and had a whole bunch of jewels and a whole bunch of stars in it. And boy, he was just tickled to death. And the pastor said, if the cab driver got that, I can imagine what I'm going to get. So when he got up there, he got this little old crown with just a few little old jewels and a few stars in it. And he said, wait a minute now. That's a cab driver and I'm a pastor of a church. St. Peter said, well, you're rewarded for the effects of your ministry. He said, while you ministered to the church, they slept. And while he drove, they prayed. Amen? Saying all that to say this, I hope you stay awake during my message this morning because I need you to be awake. Amen? Praise be unto God. I want you to pray for me this morning. I'm going to try to get you blessed and get you out as quick as I can. I want you to remember now at 2 o'clock we'll be having a 50-year anniversary for Wayne and Charlotte. Wayne, would y'all stand up? What a milestone. Praise the Lord. If you got your Bible, you want to open it up, turn it on, whatever you do, go to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings 18. I'm going to try to keep this as simple as I can. Now, I've preached from these verses of Scripture several times before, and there's some deep theological nuggets in these verses of Scriptures, and the Lord has allowed me to preach along those lines a few times and hope you've been blessed with it. But this morning, I want to keep it real simple. I've got a real simple message, and I want to keep it as simple as I can this morning. And for whatever reason, you'll have to talk to God about that. But I've said this before. When I first started out, I had this old preacher come to me, and he said, son, if you want to be effective, keep it so simple that a child can understand it, and maybe some of us grown-ups will catch on. Amen? So that's what I want to try to do this morning. We'll keep it real simple. Won't be nothing you ain't heard before. But this is the way that I feel like the Lord is leading us this morning. In 1 Kings chapter 18, I want to read verses 21 through 24. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain as a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call upon the name of God, or you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Want to title this message this morning, the God that answers by fire. How many of you believe this morning there's a God in heaven? Amen. He's sitting on the throne. He's in charge of every situation. He's in charge of everything. And I know sometimes it seems like Brother Matt that he's not in control. But believe you me, he is in control of every situation. The Bible said that he sets up kings and he removes kings. Amen. God has got a plan and God has got a purpose. Amen. The God that answers by fire. If you're a student of God's Word, then you'll know and you'll realize that Israel was in a 3.5-year drought. For Elijah appeared on the scenes in 1 Kings 17 with a word from the Lord saying, "There shall not be dew nor rain these years." Amen? He appeared on the scene just like a man dropped out of nowhere because God had a plan and had a purpose for Elijah. And He sent him to Ahab and he said, "Ahab, it's not going to rain for 3.5 years. Amen? From that time on, Elijah would be a wanted man. You know the story and how that all of Israel wanted Elijah. And King Ahab sent out word that I want him and I want him dead. Amen? How many of you know and realize as Christians, sometime when you got a word, amen, and God has called you a mission, and God has called you to a purpose, sometimes you're not going to be the best like man in the world, or woman. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me say this. Most of the time when we preach from these verses of Scripture, we automatically think that the church is going through a drought or going through a famine. But that's not the case at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. If you just come in them doors this morning, man, you're missing out for it. Because the Holy Ghost of God poured out an outpouring this morning in this service. And if you didn't enjoy it, it's your own fault. Hey, man, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I could have just went on. You didn't have to hear me preach this morning. I could have laid in that spirit of worship for the rest of the day. Amen. Praise be unto God. So sometimes when we preach this message, we feel like we're preaching to a church that's going through a famine. And like I said, that's not the case. Even though the church is not in a drought, some people can sit right in the middle of an outpouring and not get wet. Come on. You can sit right in the middle of a service just like we've experienced this morning and not feel a thing. You can be sitting there and you can be saying, "I don't know what they're all excited about." I tell you what we're excited about. It's the Holy Ghost rain that has fell in this house this morning. Oh, you got to pray for me. Hallelujah. Even though the church might not be going through a drought, there's people that are sitting under the sound of my voice. Amen. And you can sit right in the middle of a service like this and not get wet. Because the Word of God, when it goes forth in singing and in preaching, in every how that God uses people to get that Word out. Amen. It's just like water on a duck's back. Amen. It's just poured on them and it just runs right off. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Can I take my time this morning? I hope you ain't got nowhere to go till 2 o'clock. I was thinking, Brother Steve, I've been there and I've done that. I remember one night me and my wife, we went to High Point Church of God and the Holy Spirit was moving about like it was around here this morning. People were shouting and people were praising God and I was sitting there, amen, about as dry as yesterday's meatloaf, amen. I was sitting there as dry as could be and all of a sudden I was sitting a little farther back than Bobby was and this little old gray-haired lady got up and she was fired up. I'm telling you, she had the fire of the Holy Ghost. And she run by me, and when she run by, something blew off of her onto me. Amen. And you talking about a Holy Ghost spell. Amen. A God blowed in on me right there. Amen. And I realize, you've been just sitting here. Amen. You've not received the Word. You've not got into the worship. And when I decided and made up my mind, amen, to get into worship, oh my God, I didn't bring that with me. So when Elijah told Ahab, "It's not going to rain for 3.5 years," Ahab didn't believe a word of what God said. Amen. He didn't believe a word of it because he thought that it was the weather deities that brought the rain. Amen. If you know the Word of God, and I've preached along these lines before, Ahab thought it was the weather god that brought the rain and the bountiful crops and the prosperity. He attributed that to other gods. But how many of you know there is a God in heaven that's sending rain down upon this earth? Amen. You've been complaining just like I have here lately about the natural rain that's been falling. But God knows what's best. I'm just glad that He decided it's been raining so much outside. I believe I'll just let it rain on the inside this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost rain that's falling. But Ahab didn't believe a word of it. So God said, basically, okay, I'm going to show you who's really in control. I'm going to show Ahab. I'm going to show Jezebel. I'm going to show all the people of Israel who's really in control. Now, I know the Bible said that we walk by faith and not by sight. But sometimes I just need to see the power of God on display. Amen? I just need to see the power of God move upon somebody's life. I need to see the power of God move like it did this morning. I need to see the power of God still working miracles in people's lives. I need to see somebody healed. I need to see somebody touched. I need to see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? So God said to Elijah, because you heard my word, you believed my word, and you spoke my word, while everybody else is experiencing drought, you're going to see the power of God move in your life. Amen? He said, there's going to be a famine. There's going to be a drought. Now, you've got to realize that the leader of the nation, Ahab, was chasing after false God. And how many of you know that most of the time, the people are going to follow the leadership? And that's a whole different message in itself. Amen. But they were following Ahab. And while everybody else was living in a drought, Elijah was experiencing the power of God. God said unto Elijah, go down to the brook Cherith. And I'm going to feed thee there, bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and you're going to drink from the brook. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. That sounds like a child of God that's experiencing an outpouring. Amen? The power of God, all because He chose to believe the Word of God. Amen? How many of you know there's power in the Word of God? There's power in the Word of God. If you'll believe it and you'll speak it, I promise you, you'll see an outpouring in your life, although there may be people all around you living in a drought and in a famine. The power of God will move upon you. Amen? That sounds like a child of God being blessed. But that was good, and Elijah was enjoying that. And he was down by the brook Cherith, and there was a raven bringing him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. That's hard to say with braces on. Amen. But he was bringing it to him every day. And Elijah was drinking from the brook. But all of a sudden, the Bible said the brook dried up. Amen. Now, we can't live off of yesterday's provision. You know what we'll do, Sister Rhonda? We'll go home and talk about what a good meeting we had this morning. The worship was awesome, and that preacher was amazing. Amen. And we'll worship, and we'll, what'll happen next Sunday? Amen. We can't live off of today's provision. A Wednesday night when you come into the house of God, you've got to be fired up. You've got to be filled up. You've got to be ready to go. Because every day there's a new and fresh outpouring that God has for His people. I ain't going to get through with this. J.W. said he just poured me a half a cup of water. And I said, brother, are you trying to tell me something? So Elijah was down by the brook, eating and drinking, experiencing the power of God, right in the middle of a famine. Amen. But all of a sudden, God says it's time to move. I got ahead of myself a little bit there. Amen. I said we'd be worshiping, praising this morning. But Wednesday night, we got to be ready. And Sunday in the morning, we got to be ready. Amen. How many of you know and realize that we can't live off of yesterday's provision? Like I said, But sometimes God says it's time to move. Now, I'm not talking about changing a geographical location. I'm not talking about changing churches. I'm not talking about a change that we have been talking about the last few months or last few weeks. Amen. But I'm talking about there comes a time in our lives sometimes when we got to move from glory to glory. Glory was good this morning, but glory can be better next week. Amen. We've got to believe God. We've got to trust God, and we've got to act upon the things of God. Hallelujah. Now, he experienced some awesome things. Elijah experienced God providing for him right in the middle of the famine. You know the story how God provided for Elijah through a little widow woman with just a handful of meal and a little bit of oil in the cruise. And the Bible said that they eat pancakes for several days, amen, because of the power of God. That'll preach right there, amen. And he experienced a little boy dying, and Elijah went into him and breathed life back into him. This is what Elijah said in 1 Kings 17:21-22. This is what Elijah said. I pray thee, let this child's soul come back into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he was revived. Amen? We say, well, but that was Elijah, and that was a long time ago, and we don't see things like that anymore. Has God changed? God has absolutely not changed. Well, who's changed? Amen. The reason that we're not seeing big things is because we're not praying big prayers. Amen. The reason that we're not seeing the miracles of God is because we're not believing God's Word, and we're not acting upon the Word, and we're praying big prayer. I don't know about you, but I've tried to change. I said there's change coming. I've tried to start praying some big prayers. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm praying, God, I don't need it tomorrow. I need it today. God, I don't need it after a while. I need it right now. Amen. I need my miracle today. Amen. There's some people sitting under the sound of my voice, and you've been praying for your miracle, and you've been believing God for your miracle. But I want you to start today believing a big prayer, praying a big prayer to see some big things happen in your life. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So the Bible said that it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came unto Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Amen? Sometimes we just need to show up. Oh, my goodness. You didn't have to go there, Bishop. You didn't have to go there, Pastor. Amen? But you don't know the busy life that I'm living. Sometimes we just need to show up. This is when we like to show up at church. When you've been praying and fasting and everything has come to you real easy. Amen. That's when we like to come to church. But how about those times when nothing's going right, everything is going wrong, and you just need to show up? That's what God said to Ahab. He said, Ahab, if you'll just show up, I'll send rain. That's what he said. I ain't making that up. He said, Ahab, if you'll just show up, and or Elijah, if you'll just show yourself to Ahab, I'm going to send rain upon the earth. Amen. Sometimes we just need to show up. We don't have a word. We don't have a vision. We don't have a revelation. Oh, we just show up. We just need to show up and let God show out. Amen. Sometimes I don't need nothing but just to see the power of God. Amen. Just see the power of God. Now, there's nothing that motivates me more than seeing the power of God work. Amen? We settle into this mentality, amen, that we're not serving the same God that we used to serve. Amen? We're not seeing the miracles of God. The prophet said, where be all the miracles? Amen. If you'll just show up, you'll believe God's word, trust in Him, you'll see the miracles of God take place. So when Elijah showed up, Ahab said, "You're the one that has troubled Israel. You're the reason that we're in the situation that we're in." Has anybody looked around you lately? Have you turned on your TV? Have you went to your whatever it is you do, your Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is you do, amen? Have you went there lately and seen the condition of this world? Have you seen the mess that we're in? And Ahab said, "Elijah, you're the one that's caused this problem." What am I trying to say? Am I the only one that feels like there's a finger being pointed at me saying, "Brother Bobby, you're one of them Christians and you're the reason this country's in the shape it's in. Now, you're the reason, y'all are the reason that we're in the mess that we're in. Amen? Because of you people. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you keep living for God and you keep believing God and keep believing the Word of God, you're going to see some awesome things happen before this thing is over with. Amen. But Elijah boldly said, fearlessly said, "It's not me, Ahab. It's you and your family because you refuse to worship God." Amen? Now, it's not that they were just worshiping Baal. There was a mixture, amen, of worshiping Jehovah and worshiping Baal. Amen? That was a mixture. How many of you know that you can't walk with the Lord and run with the devil? Amen? You can't come to church on Sunday and live for the Lord and run with the devil during the week because it won't work. It's all a mixed up mess. Amen? But Elijah said, "You're the reason, because it was you and your family." The Bible said that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Amen? So the reason Elijah asked the people, "How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him." I think in this country that we're living in right now, we're coming down to crunch time. Amen? We're coming down to crunch time when we're going to see who's in and who's out. Who's on the Lord's side? And who's on the world side? We're coming down to that reason. So, Elijah said, "How long halt you between two opinions?" I want you to listen to the next seven words of this scripture that I've read. And the Bible said, "And the people answered him not a word." And the people answered him not a word. It's not time for us to sit down and be quiet. It's not time for the church to draw back. It's not time for us to hide under a rock. It's time for the church to stand up and be who they're supposed to be. Amen. Because if we don't, we're going down a bad road. Amen. Praise be unto God. So it's time for us to be who we should be. Amen. But the people answered them not a word. Now, I'm fixing to get up close and personal. I believe the people was mulling over the situation. I believe there's somebody sitting under the sound of my voice this morning that you're not sure that God is the answer to your problem. You're not real sure that God even exists. You've even said, "If you're real, I need to see some proof that you are who you said you are." Amen? Now, I don't know who I'm preaching to, and it really don't matter. But God didn't say for me to say this just because they wouldn't nobody here to hear me. Amen? Because I'm talking to somebody this morning. Elijah said in verse 24, "The God that answereth by fire, let him be God." If you're sitting here this morning and you don't even know if God really exists, you don't know if God is the answer to your problem, I'm going to tell you there is a God in heaven that still answers by fire. There's a God in heaven that can do whatever you need to be done. If you need to see the power of God, there's a God that's able to show you. Notice what the people said. They answered and said, "It is well spoken." Now, they wouldn't answer him a word. Now they said, that's a good idea. Let's get it on. I used to go to church with a guy, and he was just rough as a cob. And he'd get up to preach, and he'd say, "Let's get it on!" We'd get it on. So that's what the people told Elijah. "That sounds like a good idea, but let's get it on. Let's see what kind of God you serve. Let's see what God can really do." And Elijah said, "Okay, sounds like a good idea." I heard a preacher call it this one time. He called it the showdown at the Mount Carmel Corral. I still believe that God is able to answer by fire. Now, John the Baptist said this. He said, John was the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and he said, "I indeed baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me that's mightier than I. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Amen? Now, listen to this. I still believe that people need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That this is not a denominational thing. This is a God thing. This is not about a church down the road or up the road. This is a talking about a church right here. I believe that we still need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Pastor says it all time. He says, "Yeah, I got filled back in 1956. Amen. How many of you know and realize the filling of the Holy Spirit is new and fresh every day? If you're sitting here under the sound of my voice and you're empty, and you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're sitting here and you feel like you're powerless and not able to do what you need to do, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the element of fire has this great power for forging your will and determination. The fire of the Holy Ghost can give you something that you can't get nowhere else. The power of being filled with the Holy Spirit is an element of fire that will forge your will and determination. In these last days, you're going to have your mind made up. I said, we're coming down to crunch time. We're coming down to decide who you're going to live for. How long halt you between two opinions? Amen? So we're coming down to that time. So Elijah said, "Let them give us two bullocks. Let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood, but don't put no fire under it. And I'll dress the other bullock and put it on wood and put no fire under it." How many of you this morning would be willing to say, "God, I'll be a sacrifice if you'll just send the fire"? Amen. Lord, I'll be a sacrifice. What's it say in the New Testament? Romans 12 and 1, I believe, says, "Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service." But then it goes on and says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind." How many of you know that it starts right between the ears? Amen. There's a reason you were born head first. Amen. There is a reason when the doctor got you out and slapped your behind, amen, and you started crying, there's a reason you was born head first. Because your head will follow anywhere your body goes. Come on now. And it starts right here. I promise you, if you'll let me put a hook in your jaw, I can make you go anywhere I want you to go. Because your head is going to follow your body. And once again, that's another message. Amen. But it all starts right between the ears. You've got to believe it. Amen. You've got to speak it. And when you believe it and you speak it, then you're going to start seeing it. Amen. I ain't going to never get through, so I'm just going to jump to the end of this thing and be done. I want to get this in, then I'm done. I was thinking this morning, as I was reading over these scriptures, the Bible said when the showdown come, that Elijah got them all together. And he said, all right, guys, y'all go first. What kind of God you got? Let me see what your God can do. And the Bible said that they prayed from morning till noon. Didn't hear a word. They prayed from noon till evening. Didn't hear a word. They jumped up on the altar and they cut themselves. Didn't hear a word. They done all these things. They didn't hear from their God. And I thought about this morning. I thought about, I got to give the old boys credit. They prayed. Amen. They was praying to, I don't know what, but they prayed. I was thinking about, I started out in the old school, and we'd have prayer meetings. Anybody remember prayer meetings? You meet down at the church, and you gather up, and you had prayer meetings. Amen? And I'd always get frustrated. I was a young Christian, didn't know no better. And I'd always get frustrated because we would get down there to the church, and we would spend 45 minutes giving prayer requests, then we'd spend 5 minutes praying. Amen? And God spoke to me as clear as Matt Wilson speaking to me this morning. And He taught me a lesson. And He said, if you'll believe what you're praying, you ain't got to pray a long time. If you'll believe what you're praying, you ain't got to pray all day. Amen? Praise be unto God. Elijah made the necessary preparations. He built the altar out of stone, placed the wood in order, and provided the sacrifice. And with a 63-word prayer, fire fell from heaven. You ain't got to pray all day. I promise you, if you'll pray all day, it'll help you. I promise you that. Amen. But you ain't got to pray all day if you believe what God's telling you. God told Ahab, it's going to rain, or not going to rain. He didn't believe it. He told Elijah the same message. He said, it's not going to rain. Elijah said, God, I believe you. Amen? So Elijah made preparations. He got the altar, put the stones in place, put the wood in order, and provided a sacrifice. And this is what happened. And he said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and Thou have done all these things at Thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and Thou hast turned Thy heart back again. And the Bible said when he prayed that 63-word prayer, that fire fell from heaven. As Rhonda comes and sings whatever she wants to sing, and I know I've left out a bunch of this that I wanted to talk about. But Elijah's seen some awesome things happen right in the middle of a famine, because nobody else would believe God But he was believing God. He's seen the power of God move. He's seen the hungry fed. He's seen a little boy raised from the dead. Did you know that it's documented fact that there was a congressman in Georgia that had a massive heart attack and died? They called his wife to come to the hospital because her husband had passed away. She got there as quick as she could because she was real close. And when she went in to where they had her husband, she said, "Get out of the way. I've got to get to him." And she went in to the room where he lay, and she got him by the big toes and said, "Richard, I command you to get back in your body." Documented fact. Do you still believe that we serve a God like that? Pastor Matt, the church has got to show the world that there is a God in heaven. That there is a God in heaven. If you'll stand to your feet all over the house this morning, and as they sing, you're here this morning and you're struggling. You need to believe God. If you're here this morning, you're not really sure about who you want to serve, today's the day of salvation. Harden not your hearts. You need to make up your mind. If you're here this morning and you're empty, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what? I could do like we used to do in old school. Get everybody come down here and I'm going to slap every one of you until you receive the Holy Ghost. I still believe that there's people with the authority to transfer the power of God. I still believe that. I still believe that you can be empty right now and walk out them doors full. I still believe in stammering lips. I still believe in other tongues. I still believe that God is just who He's always been. Amen? So here, you're here this morning. I don't care what your need is. You don't even have to come down to this altar. But I'd like to pray with you and I'd like to pray for you. But if you just want to sit there in your seat, God don't need me. God needs you. God needs you to make a decision this morning. Say, "God, I'm tired. God, I'm tired of up and down, roller coaster ride. I'm not..."